Welcome to Phoenix Relationship Coaching Radio. I'm your host, Ruby Benz-Kegney. On this week's show, we'll discuss online dating. What are the good and bad points about it? Also, this week's dating dilemma is who should pay for dinner or drinks on the first date? The answer will surprise you. Coming up, our book review is John Gray's Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Now in its 20th year of being published, we'll talk about the concept behind the title and highlight the more informative parts of the book. Finally, we'll finish up with our weekly wish for success. You can follow us on Twitter at Phoenix Coach, and you can like our Facebook fan page, Phoenix Relationship Coaching, where you can find details about our free e-courses, Relationship Bootcamp. You can read articles on relationship issues, get connected to others in our online community, and much more. Let's get the show started. Online dating. All the good things about it, but also the not so good things about it. Current research estimates that there are tens of millions of people using online dating as a way of finding a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Some are even looking for someone they hope to marry in the future. A word of caution about using online dating. Sometimes things are not what they seem. Some of the profiles on dating sites are fake. The photographs are not genuine. There are countless stories of women who have fallen prey to financial scams through using online dating profiles. Be on your guard. If anybody online asks you to send money to them, do not send any money. One red flag is this person who you do not know, who you have never met, is asking you for money. Step away immediately. This person is not genuine. Other negatives about online dating sites. Sometimes the dating profile will state that the person is single or unmarried. Often that is not true. Also, the reverse is true. It will state on the profile that the person is married. Then when they contact you, their story is they are getting a separation or they only stay together for the sake of their children, etc. So ask yourself, do you really want to settle for someone like that, when you can choose to be with someone who is honest, open and completely available to you? I would choose the latter. The good points about online dating, some people really do find true love and go on to marry, have children and be happy. For some people, however, they get on great online. When they finally meet in person, it's not so great, but they end up remaining good friends. So there you have the good and bad points to consider when choosing to use online dating. And remember, you have to be happy on your own before you can start looking for someone to share your life with. This week's dating dilemma. We had a question tweeted to us this week from Shannon in Ireland, which asks, who should pay for dinner or drinks on a first date? Fantastic question, but the answer may surprise you. It depends on who you are dating. Ask him or her before you even decide to go out on a date what their opinion is regarding first dates. Who picks up whom? Do you meet at the venue or arrive there together? Who pays, etc.? Then there are no surprises. Also, women have evolved so much that we hold down our own jobs, have our own income. We are prepared to share the financial burden. Dating has moved on a lot in the last 30 years. You might be surprised by the answer your prospective date gives you. The simple answer, let him offer to pay on the first date, but insist that you pay half the check. If he insists on paying the entire check, offer to pay next time. Take it in turns. However, there are some people who will never pick up the check or pay half. Likewise, there are people who will never let you contribute to the check in the first place. Life's funny like that. Thank you for your question, Shannon. Keep them coming. you can send them to me on Twitter at @PhoenixCoach. Now it's time for this week's book review, John Gray's Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. Before all the men stop listening, there's a lot of great advice in this book on 101 ways how to score points with a woman. You'll find it on page 195. For women, there's great advice about what a man needs, starting from page 201. Page 213 explains to women how to score points with men, bearing in mind that men score points differently than us women. Page 216 will detail for you how women can score big points with men. Do you have communication issues in your relationship? There's a section on communicating difficult feelings detailed on page 223. Do you want to ask for support from your partner? You'll find how to do this on page 262. If you always wanted to learn new ways to keep the magic of love alive in your relationship, you'll find that on page 293. As you can imagine, all the major issues in relationships are covered in this book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. The concept being, men are from Mars and speak a different language than women who are from Venus. This book serves as a translation guide to enable effective communication between the sexes. My favourite part of this book, the part that my clients find the most reassuring to understand, is chapter 3, Men Go to Their Caves and Women Talk. In chapter 3, there's an illustration conceptually about how men and women cope with and deal with stress differently. Men go to their caves and women talk to each other until the stress is released. Then they find each other to reconnect and resume the relationship. After a man emerges from his mind cave and focuses on problem solving, he will want to be intimate again and resume the relationship. This is when a woman needs to be accepting of him, be loving towards him, welcome him with loving arms. This is not the time to start an argument about how he has been in his mind cave. Being loving and welcoming towards your mate reinforces the emotional bond between you. For the men listening, let your woman know you are going into your mind cave to think things over, to do some problem solving and to spend time by yourself. For the women listening, when your man goes into his mind cave, be supportive and loving towards him when he emerges. This is also a great time for you to talk your stress away with female friends or go to the hair salon or get a manicure while your partner is in his mind cave. Use the time for yourself. When you reconnect with your partner, he will compliment you on how beautiful you look, which again reinforces the emotional bond you have with each other. I give Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus 7 out of 10 stars, as some of the concepts don't work for everybody. Some men don't go into their mind caves, for example, so a great portion of the book will not relate to them. Also, it's 20 years old, and dating and relationships have evolved so much in the past 20 years that I would think, if anything, a revision of the book is due. And now we move on to our wish for the week. Our wish for the week is to honour ourselves and not to settle for less. To reward ourselves with a caring partner, someone who is complete, centred and grounded in honesty. You're listening to the weekly podcast from Phoenix Relationship Coaching Radio, and I'm your host, Ruby Binns-Cagney. Thanks for listening, and